Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and I should say good afternoon to others, and maybe even good evening to still others. Happy Mother's Day. Happy, happy Mother's Day. I love Mother's Day and Father's Day because it's a time for us to pause and give those very special people. Sometimes it's our biological parent, and sometimes it's someone who has sown into our lives, and we call them either mother or father, or think of them in those terms. Today's segment brings a huge shout out to mothers, especially to my own mother, for all of her and their selfless acts of love and devotion. This show is also aiming to help us to reflect on our personal accountability and ownership for the relationships and bonds that have and are developing between us and those special people. Now, I realize that some of us have lost our mothers, but you still had a relationship, and you still had bonds of some sort. Some are going to evoke wonderful memories, and others not so wonderful. But even in those situations where maybe the relationship wasn't as good as you had hoped or wanted it to be, you can at least give credit to this woman and or these women who sowed into your life. And even if you feel, I hope you don't, but if you feel that they didn't do anything, it was even there, give them credit, or give credit for the fact that their not doing anything has helped you to become who you are. And if you are not quite where you want to be, perhaps it can be that thing or those things that will propel you to become who you want to be. And women, if you are a mom, biological or not, I would like to personally thank you for all you've done to exemplify care, protection, and direction in the life or lives of those to whom you are known as mom or mother. You know, folks, excuse me, let's park on these days. For just a moment. These are some hard times, and I am a mom, and I can say unequivocally that it has been one of the highest joys of my life. But I've got to also say that for where I have been and where I am, it's not been an easy road all of the time. It's not even been a joyous road all of the time. Has it been worth it? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's been every bit worth it. And could I have done things better? Of course. I'm glad I can say that. I'd be lying if I said I couldn't have done things better. You get beyond the years of infancy and adolescence and teen and young adult into full adulthood, and you can look back and see that I could have done better. I don't know what your response would be. I imagine that it would be very similar. But no matter where you are, no matter where you are in the spectrum, things can evolve and things can flourish. Now, it takes two for any relationship. We know that. And so you cannot do it alone, but we can do our part. I should say we can't do it alone, but we can do our part. The one thing about a woman, she's been innately equipped. Innately equipped. She just has to find it sometimes. For some of us, it comes easier than others. But we have been innately equipped to cherish and to manifest a special love between a parent, but particularly a mom's heart to her child. I'm not saying dads don't have a similar love, but perhaps it's because these children that we birth anyway come directly from our womb, that maybe that might be a part of it. But even if we don't birth children, there is just something about us. I remember when I didn't have children. And it's like the Lord just gave me an abundance of love to be, and my husband, for children. And one family in particular who had about 6 children. And we just seemed to be connected to them, almost as though they were our own. And even once we started having children, one of the joys that I still have is that so many call me Mom, or Mama B, or Mom Z, so many. And I just love the fact that no matter who it is, I can just be pulled into their lives and so into their lives, and they give it back to me, the warmth, that's a good word, the warmth that develops between a woman and a child. I can't speak about the men. I know from my own husband, but I can, from my reflection on my own life and from watching other women, some of my friends are single, that and don't have children at all from their own womb, but they are mothers to so many children. And if some of you ladies are listening, whether you are single, divorced, had, you birthed children or you didn't, please know that if you are giving of yourself to these young people, even adult people, you know, young adults, you are still a mom. And I salute you. I really salute you. Now, I want to just reflect, allow you to step into my world for a moment. And I just have to give some words of dedication to my mom. My mom is a stupendous woman. She really is. She's struggling right now with health issues. But she, oh my, there's just so much I could say about her. She was a book. She was a classroom. I watched her growing up. She taught me so much. You know, I looked at her. She never had a charm class. But she taught me charm. She taught me manners. She taught me how to be a lady. I watched how she sat, and I didn't try to mimic her, but it just happened. I sat like she sat, with my hands in a certain way, my feet and legs in a certain way. She taught me how to stand, how to look people in the eye and talk, speak. She really taught me grace. Another good word, grace. Women, if you have young ladies growing up in your home, don't forget
to model grace. It's important. It's very important. I salute my mom. I salute her for many things. One of the things, another thing I salute her for, is she just seemed to know when you were going through something, even if you weren't in her home. I was in grad school and really, really needed a break. It was, to be honest, overwhelming. I was completing a 2-year course in one, and that was for purely economic reasons, but fast forward to the fact that I needed a break, mentally, physically, and my mom helped me to afford a trip to South America, and I will never forget that, because I know the sacrifice that she went through to do that, but she did it. And our moms teach us. Other people do as well, but we're talking about mothers in particular. They teach us what it means to sacrifice with love. And I also want to give kudos to my grandmothers, both my maternal and my paternal grandma. They were giants in my eyes, and they too taught me so very much. They were women of strength, as was my mother, is my mother. Women of strength and character, dedication, love. They exuded it. And then I want to speak to another mother, a mother who may be struggling to make ends meet. Sometimes these moms are despised because they wear tattered clothes and worn-out shoes. Sometimes they're turned over. But these people are sacrificing for those they love. In an economic times that we face today, where so many are homeless, dear hearts, if you happen to be a mother who fits the description I've just described, I salute you. And if you're a child of a mom that I've just described, please embrace her. Salute her. One of my famous poets, favorite poet, one of them, is Langston Hughes. And he has a poem called Mother to Son that I want to quickly read, because it will enunciate what I'm trying to say here. Well, son, I'll tell you, life for me ain't been no crystal stair. It's had tacks in it and splinters and boards torn up and places with no carpet on the floor. Bare. But all the time, I've been a climbing on and reaching landings and turning corners and sometimes going in the dark where there ain't been no light. But boy, don't you turn back. Don't you set down on the steps because you find it's kind of hard. Don't you fall now, for I'm still going, honey. I'm still climbing. And life for me ain't been no crystal stair. Langston Hughes, mother to son, but it can also be mother to daughter. Happy Mother's Day, folks. Be encouraged and take care. Until next time.